Now it's time for Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers of Law, with special guest Jeff from Paul Wells Cannabis Cosmetics.
Hello and welcome to Cannabis Talk 101, and welcome back to this edition of the world's best cannabis talk show.
Greatest.
With who? With Blue.
Joe Grande.
Mark and Craig Wasserman.
The Pop Brothers at Law.
Yes. And today we have a great show for you guys. Thank you for listening to the show all over the world.
Hello.
If you ever want to call in, 800-420-1980. Make sure you check out our Instagram pages at Cannabis Talk 101, at Pot underscore Brothers underscore at underscore Law. Mark's at Waslaw. Craig's at Waslaw Dog. Blue is at one, Christopher Wright.
Yes.
I'm at Joe Grande 52. We're going to talk to a cat named Jeff here.
What up?
Jeff's in the building hanging out with us from a company, Powell's. And but before we get to him, I want to get some news out of you, Craig, because you've been holding on to this like it's hot and you're breathing. You got the glasses on. You're ready to rock and roll. What's going on out there?
Well, we have another study of many studies, the greatest study ever, showing that legalization does not lead to more teen smoking pot.
Very nice.
They have once again debunked and in direct contradiction to the popular argument that legalization will lead to higher use. And it's been shown time and time again, and this is even after 15 states have now legalized it recreationally. And the number of teens, it's not going up. I think it really relates to...
Where was the study? Do you know, by any chance?
It was out of Colorado.
Okay.
Colorado.
And it's
where
actually...
It was first where you would think it'd be higher there because it was legally first there. So it should be, quote unquote, higher there because it's been around longer.
The rates are down. I think it's just the old, rebellious thing. How do
it's
you
the
rebel?
Reaper madness.
How do you know? But how do you rebel against something that isn't... That's legal.
Right. Right. Well, you know what happens is it's old mindset saying they're going to change it back because they made a... crazy mistake, but again, it goes back to our country.
I mean,
not
we have
being...
what? What did we figure? 47 states now. 47 states that have one form of legalization or another. It's time to really put all that aside. And up and down the state of California, several, I think the number might be 8 to 10 cities actually reversed their ban and have now allowed cannabis sales. Costa Mesa just allowed the entire chain.
Yep.
We have Fullerton actually is coming on board. Tonight they have
a council meeting yep.
to have a second reading of the ordinance.
Are you going to go in there and mark?
It's going to be on record, look at it.
If it passes, then it's going to be legal in Fullerton. And a lot of other cities have passed tax ordinances, tax initiatives, because a city can't just pass an ordinance to allow cannabis. Well, they can, but they can't tax it unless it's voted on by the people of that city.
Right.
So they first put out a thing saying, "Will you know if we have an ordinance, do you guys want to tax cannabis?" And everybody said yes. So now they have the initiative in place. Now they have to put the ordinance in place.
You know, and it's crazy because the taxes is such a big decision whether or not you want to go into that city and operate, because a lot of people don't look at that until they realize it's too late. The worst part
is in California is that at the state level and the city level, when you're paying city taxes, it's off your gross income.
Right.
Off your gross income. And there have been rates as high as
10%,
6%.
Is pretty common.
There have been several cities, though, that have literally dropped it from 6 to 1%.
Yes.
I think Long Beach recently did that.
Costa Mesa is also talking about doing that.
In order to be competitive as more and more cities open up.
And yeah, come open up your operation here. 1% tax.
And
boom.
They realize,
boom, everybody's coming.
Yeah. I mean, what's happened is the realization that now that we're a regulated real business that gets taxed up to yin yang, that has it's overregulated and overtaxed and overlicensed, that they're not the cash cow they used to be in the old days when someone could come in not paying taxes, not paying sales tax, not paying state, not paying Fed, not paying licensing fees at the state and city level. They, you know, you could go in and offer a landlord 3-4 times rent and you'd still be making bank. Now it's like a regular business and the landlords have to realize that, you know, you're like any other business.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to gangster these folks. Like, okay,
right,
well, that's
right.
Three times
and
the amount.
And I think that's starting to hit home as well as more and more cities coming on board. So it's going to be competitive throughout the cities on what how they charge?
You know, there's typically four or five different things that you're looking for when you're going in to operate into a city. One is going to be the taxes, you know, the climate, what kind of weather and you know is going on with it, the population of how many people are going to be out there, and then you know
the process. What if it's a lottery?
No, it's the it's actually more. If you're maybe looking at a cultivation, some of Blue's points are well taken. But
the property, but the property value, the taxes.
No, you have to look at the process because right now when Fullerton opens up, this is great. Five retail shops are going to get issued, right?
Right.
There's going to be 10, 15, 20 applications. And the applications are going to be weighted, meaning each section of the application is given 1 to 5 points, 1 to 10, 1 to 20, or whatever that section of the application is. So I'm getting estimates to put together a proper application. You're looking at anywhere between 40 to 50 to 60 to potentially 80 grand, depending on what project you want to work on. And that is not guaranteed.
No, that's no guarantee. And anybody that tells you it's guaranteed is lying.
They're not
guaranteed. You got to pay about, say, $70,000, and you got to work with somebody who has some experience because it's always best to go into there with, I'm working with such and such people who have the experience in this other area. They're 5 points.
Well, no, there are people out there. I mean, there's groups that have the technical writing that there's only a few companies who grade these type of cannabis applications. And so they know how to write these applications in order to get the maximum in each category. So we've pivoted away from doing a lot of this ourselves because when you have a weighted application, you can't just have a standard operating plan. You can't just have a standard security plan. We have those. Those are simple. You know, it's not rocket science. You've seen one. You've seen them all. But other ones, but the weighted ones want a certified security consultant, certified waste management company, not just a plan from, you know, for me saying this is how we're going to do our waste, which is the same plan they use,
right?
But without their certification. So now you need the certification, and it's just it's that to me is sad that it's, you know, people are like, I talked to a lady and her son out of doing it. They have property in the zone. We may have to talk, Blue.
Yeah.
They and I told her just, you know, lease it. Maybe you can get someone to, you know, her kid wants to be in the business. This is her retirement money. And right. I'm like, you know what? With what I'm learning about this, how it's going to go down, I'm not taking your money. I don't think you should do it. There's plenty of people who are going to want your space.
Just rent it.
Maybe you can get your kid.
Fullerton.
You know, in there.
In Fullerton.
Maybe you can
it's
get
in
your,
Fullerton.
You know, we can talk later.
Oh, that's huge.
So,
I didn't know Fullerton.
So it's just crazy how each city is different. Now there are other cities where, like for non-retail, once you actually get the property, and it's zoned in an area, it's unlimited applications. In an industrial area, so you're pretty. I mean, unless you're an idiot, you're going to get your license.
Yeah.
So
well, there's not that many buildings.
So the investment is a lot. You know, once you get that property, it's a lot safer than if you were to, you know, put in like even and they have the lotteries in this case where it's five. You know that grade the best.
When they get a building like that though, in this new like let's use Fullerton for example, can they wipe down the building and make it a four-story fucking monster?
I'm sure they could.
Oh, you know, most cities,
sure
it's funny you say that because I have a project that we were looking at in Long Beach a couple of years back ago, and my partner actually bought the property there and did that, right? It didn't have a very big structure. It was a very small
structure. Made a big structure. So
and,
you can,
well, he put the proposal.
Yeah, that's all building and planning.
Yeah, and they let him go up to like 8 or 10 feet high. Ooh. I mean, 10 stories high. You know,
oh, that's massive.
And that was in Long Beach, so yeah. So I mean, you know, in different cities are going to be different folks for different strokes.
Yeah, moving on. This could almost be a cannabis when cannabis goes bad. The DEA plans to burn enormous amounts of weed in Arizona.
Whoa.
The advertisement requested price estimates from contractors who could help the DEA burn 1,000 pounds of marijuana per hour. For up to 8 hours a day.
Oh, my God.
That's 4 tons of weed per day.
Let's have a massive smoke out.
There's no specification for how many days of burning will happen per month. The contract runs from January 21 to 2026. If the amount of weed they plan to burn staggers your imagination, consider this. In 2018 alone, the DEA seized 2.8 million plants and 632 pounds of processed marijuana, according to the most recent DEA National Drug Threat Assessment released in December of 2019. Now, the fact that they this contract that they're looking for people to burn weed runs through 2026. What does that tell you?
Yeah.
They're not letting up.
Wow.
Unless
it ain't going less.
It's an old date.
No,
it's an old
date. The new administration.
Anytime soon.
Georgia.
No, this is Arizona, though.
No, as we are sitting here today.
Arizona's moving the ball.
As this drops, as our podcast drops, I'm not sure if we'll know yet the outcome of the Georgia state or the Georgia.
This is going to drop on the 21st.
God knows they're doing a recount. We may or may not know when this drops. So,
right. You
know, you may know before this drops or after it drops.
Because they might freeze us.
There's two Senate races. If the Democrats win one of them, then Kamala Harris will have the tiebreaker in the Senate. And right now, if Mitch McConnell and the Republicans keep control of the Senate, we won't see legalization for God knows how long. But if we flip it, I think we're gonna see it next year sometime.
Sure.
When you think of all that weed, you guys.
So if you're in Georgia, get out and vote for the pro cannabis choice out in Georgia, please.
If you're out in Georgia, vote. The first thing that came to my mind, of course, is all this medicine that's being wasted. Right. Just think of
that was another point.
Veterans. Like, why can't this government go? Hey,
give it to the vets.
You know what's great?
I've always said it's great that you bring that up
because in the same article, it talked about the other uses and you know, get it tested, and if it tests clean, give it away. Also, because right now, the other part was give it to, you know, let it be there for testing, scientific testing. Right now, all that's allowed to be tested is from the University of Mississippi, which grows dirt weed. And it does, and they're saying that the homegrown, the people like Blue used to be.
Sure.
They grow the kind, they grow the shit. And let them at least take that and use it for scientific purposes.
Well, the BCC is awarding like $30 million for some new research. And this just came out yesterday. I don't know if you guys have caught this story. But they're giving out $30 million for researches on colleges in California.
Why don't you do that story for me?
Do you have it?
I don't, but I read it.
Oh, did you?
Go ahead.
But it goes hand in hand of what you're saying. Right. We need to do this. So when we do more researches like this, which I was going to do a Go Green on this because I've always believed research is key. So BCC is awarding public university research grant funding, basically $29,950,494. Let's just round up to $30 million, right?
Yeah.
I'm just going to tell. I'll call it what it is, but I'll tell you guys.
It's going to go.
It's about $30 million, sure. Right? The biggest one, $2 million, and all these schools have multiple the grants that they're looking for. So when I say UC San Francisco, there's one, UC two, three, four that I just see right away. One, it's $2 million. Another one for another $1.3 million. Another one for $1.82 million. So, but the biggest one at $2 million at UC San Francisco for $2 million comprehensive analysis of developmental cannabis exposure on brain, immune, and sensory systems.
Oh, wow.
Shit like that. But, and you guys, there's a huge list.
I know.
It's a big list.
Yeah. We should go through that list.
I kind of want to just look at every single school.
That would be great.
We're going to continue to do it. But speaking of every school, how many studies?
What's crazy is I want to know how the scientists know this shit. Okay. A study of mice found that CBD reduces cocaine preference 20 days after treatment cessation.
Explain that again. I kind of lost it.
It reduces your
CBD reduces my cocaine what now?
Usage.
Yes. It reduces my
preference.
If I do CBD, I'm not going to want to do as much coke.
Correct.
Well, that means cannabis has CBD
because
in it, so you're not.
Right.
You don't want to do coke based on, you know.
How do they know that for mice?
Well, the mice doesn't have as big enough nose, so they don't want to get a bigger butt.
But how do they know?
Because they just dropped that
below in there. No, I don't want any more. I mean, how do they know?
They turned off the rave music.
No, dude. I'm telling you.
The mice went up to the cocaine and blew on it instead of snorted it?
Yes.
After taking CBD?
I don't know how they do that. Just like they know what mice do. Here's my analogy. You ready for this? How you know what a mice is thinking and this and that is the same analogy I just used the other day on somebody going, do you know what your dog's thinking? And he goes, oh.
I know.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's staring at me.
So maybe
here's how they know.
Let's dumb it down.
Let's dumb it down. What they do is they feed it cocaine every single day, and then they study it. And they study that thing every single day. And then they also start feeding it the...
Yeah, he's talking about mice.
Weren't you?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'm just saying. And then they start to feed it that. It's Cannabis Talk 101. Guys, we'll be right back after this.
Anybody got some Coke?
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101 with the world famous Pod Brothers at Law, Mr. Mark and Craig Wasserman.
Yes.
And
Craig was one of those mice at UCLA back in the day.
I was.
That's funny, Joe.
Yeah. Just going up and down Sepulveda, everywhere else, over the hill, everything else.
No, it wasn't Sepulveda. I was right there on Gailey, right across on Fraternity Row, and it wasn't very far.
Not far, just going back and forth.
Stone's
Joe.
Throw.
Yes.
Yeah. Joe, so Joe, bring his man. Let's talk about this man.
So
stuff
we
right
have
here.
Jeff hanging out with us, you guys. Jeff came by, and Jeff has a company called Powell's, P-A-U-W-E-L-S. Welcome to the show, Jeff. Thank you for coming by, man.
Thank you, Joe. Gentlemen, thank you very much for having me.
And you welcome, man. You got two websites. Tell us about, first of all, the two websites that you guys have and what exactly they do and the company that you have.
Absolutely. Thank you again. It's kind of interesting. We're not a one-trick pony. And so the first website, folks, is Powell's, cannabiscosmetics.com. And the reason for the choice of the verbiage, if you will, cannabis cosmetics, is that the end game is when this great country of ours goes federal, it's going to be the big boys and girls in the cosmetic space that's going to understand this patent-pending formula is for real and that we're here to heal people. I think that, personally, we are all very, very much concerned with monetizing and being successful on a platform that, quite frankly, society has laid out for us. There are enough men and women in this industry that understand that this plant gives us so much from the medicinal side, from the recreational side, and what I'll talk about in just a second, from her waste. So Powell's Cannabis Cosmetics, gentlemen and ladies out there, it's oxygenated raw cannabis.
And is that what we have here in this jar?
Absolutely, yes. It is. Ozone, if anyone is familiar, O3, the purest form of oxygen on our planet, is also the greatest cleaning agent. So with the advent of raw cannabis, and may I please add, no distillate, no honey, no beeswax.
Explain to
well, what I really like so far is I took a little bit, rubbed it on my thumb pads, you call it, right there, because they kill from typing for 40 years. And actually,
feels good.
And what the best part is, it's not greasy. That's the best part. Because you can tell.
Like your hair?
It dries.
Oh, that's not even nice.
That's not fair.
Sorry.
You know, that's sometimes you really hurt people's hearts.
That's really mean, Joe.
He breaks people's self-esteem.
You just break me down.
I'm sorry. I just do when he throw me a volley like
and
that.
It makes everybody feel tight, doesn't it?
I'm talking about the great product.
I know.
And you have to throw, you know.
Leave my brother alone, Joe.
Craig told me. Mark told me to make fun of you. Oh, make fun of my big brother.
Anyways.
It's all for show.
I like that.
I appreciate it. And it's to speak to that specifically, again, the oxygen is our friend here. This is the delivery system, and this is what keeps it from feeling greasy, quite frankly. Our skin absorbs 89% of what we put on it, our largest organ. We all learned that way back in the day. So why not utilize this medicine, okay? We're not trying to get high. It's not for the psychoactive effect. We're trying to heal.
Wow.
Anecdotally, I'll tell you this.
Not trying. It is. I believe it.
Dude, you know, I don't want to co-sign this product so fast right now, but as us, you four up here know, I was at a commission last Friday with my back talking about, and sent you pictures of me in the bathtub doing CBD baths. I literally just rubbed it on the part that's been killing me. And I'm not just saying this because I want to touch your beard. I'm saying this.
Trust me, he wouldn't say this.
Not just because of that, but I'll ask you later. I swear to God, you guys, the pain that I've been feeling feels better right now. And I'm not just saying that. I wouldn't give you the
You can hear it in your throat.
Right.
I'm serious. It's deep. It's deep, Joe.
Dude, this stuff works really good.
It does.
I've never felt something that fast acting.
Excellent. And
sorry to interrupt.
I'll take a case.
No interruption at all. But
I need more.
It's nice.
It's also very, very important for me to tell you guys. David Powell's, my partner, and his wife, Ninvi Anderson, are really the creators, the inventors of this. I am blessed. I'm fortunate to be vested to be part of this company.
Network, the team.
Network, this team. David is my brother. You know, from another mother, whatever you want to say.
Yeah.
This is my guy. It all came together as it was intended to come together.
Sure.
I live in Eagle Rock right here in LA, and David's auntie brought us together through dogs, if you can imagine. And we haven't stopped. For 6 years, we haven't stopped, and we won't stop, quite frankly.
Good.
We're self-funded, which is not of the norm. We don't dispel the notion of any VC money or any big, big money that wants to do it, but we wanted to do it on our own, not solely for control, but to do it right.
Sure.
And we feel so confident about this incredible product. And here's the rub, low-dose cannabis. I was talking to Blue about it offline earlier, and folks, you know, since we all started consuming cannabis, hit a six-foot bong, take another hit, eat another edible, so much misinformation, if you will, about having to take in more.
Sure.
Well, we're debunking that, if you will, because a little dab is going to heal a long, long way. We're only at 2.6, 2.9 milligrams in this particular product, where our patent is designed all the way up to 50 milligrams. So as the SKUs come in our face mask, our body balm, our hair and beard conditioner, our toothpaste,
sure.
When that stuff comes out, then you'll see different milligrams for different uses. Anti-wrinkle aging serum.
Sure.
Joe, you're too young for it, but I'll bring some anyway.
Nice.
I just look good for 48, brother, but I'll take that.
There it is.
Damn. I was just about to get Botox for me.
Nope.
I think you should get some Botox.
I think you really should, actually, too.
Yeah,
I like it. Not in a bad way. Not wrong. Nice. I'm supporting you.
Just kidding. Just take some Powell and put it on there.
Guys, look at my crow's feet. I'm 65. Look at these. No, I'm just kidding. but really,
I was like, I know how old you are, bro. Yeah. I didn't forget that far back,
right,
Jack.
Right. You know what I mean? So do you guys have your own manufacturing plant? Type 6 light? What type of license?
It is indeed type 6. Indeed. We are, again, very, very fortunate to have gone into business with Roots and Buds out of Van Nuys, North Hollywood.
Okay.
Roots and Buds cultivating.
Love Roots and Buds name.
It is a great name, right? It's going to stick in my head. Roots and Buds.
And the team over there, very much like us, it's family. It's family first. It's been family. They've gone through trials and tribulations like so many of us in this industry. They've been beaten down. They've been told no, that money's been taken. They've been even arrested. But they've given us an opportunity. We walk in there as family members, and we operate, and we're clean, and we're proud. And when you're talking about a group like Roots and Buds, they are putting out premium cannabis every harvest. So guess what? We, in turn, are able to use that incredibly clean, tested 30% to 31% premium cannabis in these products.
So for the listener out there, you know, Jeff, tell us, what are people using this product right here for at home? You know, what are they going to get out of it? Joe just got his back, you know, feel out of it. And
it doesn't feel spicy like a Bengay or something. You know what I mean?
No,
like a lot of the other ones that you feel like you think are
menthol
coming
in there.
Yeah, you feel like they're coming in real hot because it gives us this tingle. That didn't have a tingle, and I literally just had like this sensation of less pain around it. I mean, it's still throbbing. My back has been. I mean, I couldn't pick up a paper on the floor without going. Yep. You know what I mean? It's been killing me that bad. And right now, even sitting here, I've been having to adjust. When I put that on, that I felt. Not even a cooling, just like it feels like there's a layer on my skin, but there's no cooling.
It's well said. And again, we don't have and will not use eucalyptus, menthol, and those things. We're not looking to mask. We're looking to heal. We're looking for homeostasis in the area, in the joint, on the part of your skin that's giving you dry or redness or acne, if you will. Mosquito season just passed. I can't tell you, a little dab on a mosquito bite, the itch is gone in 60 to 90 seconds.
Nice.
So again, the idea is ozone, oxygen, the delivery system to the bloodstream. As we said, Blue said it eloquently, no honey, no disty, no beeswax to impede the absorption. And why we're different is there are many excellent products on the market today for pain. Definitely for pain. Where we're not a one-trick pony, folks, is that this is a skin clarifier. We are healing those with cerosis, eczema, rosacea.
That's great. That eczema's terrible.
All of them, you're right.
And then furthermore, anecdotally, my daddy's 85 years old, God bless him, and he's an ex-Marine, he's American, right?
Yeah.
And it took me 9 months to get my dad to try this because it has cannabis.
Right.
He was taking a big farm, I won't name it, he was spending a lot of money, and it was for lower diabetic nerve pain in his lower extremities. He now puts this on him 7-8 o'clock in the morning. He's out in Michigan and goes through his day without his walker. That's enough for me.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I mean, I want people
That's
to jump on.
That's anecdotal evidence right there. My pop's doing it and he's doing great. Come on now, folks.
And my father-in-law is 77. He's been wrenching his entire life. Brought his family here from Mérida, Yucatán, Mexico, and is someone who is my biggest fan, our biggest fan, because he's quiet and he's proud. He doesn't want to talk about his pain. And I put this cream on his shoulder. He's up and down Colorado, just running his shoulder around, just trying to tell anybody that it works.
Sure.
And this is from a veterano that would take alcohol with the leaves and then rub the alcohol on his body, which can't do that anymore. That's not good for your skin. You're drying yourself out, et cetera, et cetera. So David and Nini, again, I have to give the credit where credit is due, have formulated and done the work to patent something.
Right.
We're maybe 100 days away from getting a stamp on this patent.
Wow.
And I'm so thrilled and proud, quite frankly.
Congratulations. I mean,
am I the only one that's in love with his voice, too? That's just, I was just so into his story and listening to him, like, yes.
I liked his voice and all that, too, but I was tripping. He's jittering over there. He's a little, like, jerk.
What about the beard and the handlebar mustache?
I'll tell you, that's it's the craziest.
It's the adrenaline.
It's adrenaline, man.
Yeah.
I am.
It's good.
I'm a guy that likes to talk, man. I'm Italian American, and I like to talk. I like people. I like to engage. I choose kind. That's what I do in my life.
Yeah.
I choose kind. I will not be left with regret.
I like smoking kind too, man. That's
facts.
No,
yeah.
But no, I totally agree with you.
The point
I
is,
love that too.
I'm going to walk away from this here today with everybody in the room. Peanut, Pitt, everybody.
Oh, no, your
kindness
is what got you on here, because you walked in here just to say hello, and Peanut was like, yo, Joe, we got this cat coming by. You were just coming by on a drop-by hello.
Legit.
And literally, I was texting Peanut going, just off that, because I was waiting on a phone call 40 minutes, and I root and said, Doug, I'm waiting on hold. If I got to take this call, I apologize. But because how kind and your knowledge and what this medicine already does, dude, you're going to make this company blow.
Thank you.
You're a great dude.
And, I appreciate
you. Great spokesman.
I appreciate you.
Yeah, I'm sure. And how's your partner? I mean, are they good guys? Well, I mean, are they as kind as you on this thing?
Well,
what?
here's the facts about it. And David will probably tan my hide, and he might even be a little bit envious, which we're so faithful, we try not to do that. But
we'll have him come over. We ain't afraid.
Thank you for that, man.
Yeah, it's all right. He's all right.
And it's David, nothing. David is a wizard, man. I call him my favorite Belgican, right? He's a Mexican cat with an Anglo last name. It looks like Pancho Villa, quite frankly.
Oh, Joe.
And David is the kind of cat that is so about helping, he doesn't help himself enough. And this will be the vehicle. This will be the way for him to actually show the world what he's done between his ears. Didn't steal it, didn't rob, didn't take from anybody. He developed this, as we're discussing now, and if we have time, the guy invented cannabis paper. Cannabis paper.
And is that the other website you guys
have?
Yes,
it is. That's the Powell's Company, or the Powell's Company, Pauwels company.com. And yeah, folks, we invented cannabis paper. That patent will be stamped December 16th, God willing. We do toilet paper, paper towel, rolling paper, corrugated paper. Name a paper. We have 117 applications with the USPTO. Now, what's the rub? I don't know. There's a lot of companies on this globe that do billions making wood pulp, and they've done really well. They might not be completely hip to this
now. Well, not only that, though, you and I were talking off, record, and you have access to the stems and the so let's talk about that.
Excellent.
You know, what do you guys, what's your vision for that? And the end line consumer, somebody that is out there thinking, what am I going to make out of this?
Without fail, I think I'm also one. I'm so lofty in my thought. Not an old guy. I'm not a young guy. But I think quick and I think fast. And for me, I want to turn the whole GDP on its ear with Mexico and China.
Yep.
I want Mexico to make toilet paper for the country of China. I mean, Mexico, guys, will be the largest cannabis market in the world here shortly, probably around December 15th.
Once they go, yeah. Hell
right?
Yeah,
they Once they
be.
Do it. So that's one idea.
That's
but before
crazy, yeah.
all that, before I start pulling on coattails and ask Blue to go find me $100 million, we want, and this is where this came from, we want to create the world's first and only cannabis rolling paper.
Yeah.
And the reason.
And when you say that, just to stop you there, you having the paper with the patent.
Yes.
All of a sudden, now it becomes a lot easier, I mean, the now it's just conversation and just like as we sparked those conversations. So I see that happening, but continue. I'm excited for you.
I thank you, Blue, because again, we can get crazy. I mean, we smoke when I go down the road. We'll be here for 12 hours.
Yeah.
Because we're talking about, I challenged Blue. I said, pick your favorite strain. And he mentioned something. Happened to be maybe an OG. But I want to go ahead and take the stalk that was used to grow that same flower and turn that stalk into a paper and tell y'all, hey, smoke your OG out of your OG, if you will.
Yeah.
You understand? The fact is, we're not looking at waste, guys. We're not talking about cannabis waste. GEICA. G-A-I-A-C-A, Jonathan Lee, right here in California, the only truly qualified and licensed cannabis waste entity in the state. He's picking up all these stocks for us now, bailing them up. We're ready to go.
Right. That's beautiful, man. You know, I'll tell you, I think you're really, really on to something. Having the patents again, when does that date for you guys?
It should be December 16 on the paper and mid-February for the...
Show me that. Take me that little picture. Send me that little gem right there.
Roll my cannabis in cannabis.
But not only that, I can't wait to try that because you do have that...
I'm going to bring you guys paper. I'm also, excuse me for interrupting you, I'm going to make a Cannabis Talk 101 plaque out of cannabis paper. And wow. I'm gonna gift that to you guys.
Wow, fantastic, man! That's pretty that's freaking great. Awesome, dude.
It's just amazing because we've all kind of heard these, pants, cotton, everything,
shoes.
Mm-hmm. We have the shoes. I talked to those guys just ironically today.
How are they doing?
They're doing great. They told me to tell you guys hi. People who go buy shoes are gonna do something for the holidays, doing a package and do like a get a shoe and put Cannabis Talk 101 and get you something, a discount, whatever. But my point is, we've heard shoes, pants, the hats, all these things, and there's just so much more in life. I mean, we go back to interviewing Chong, the whole funny thing about the car being made from hemp.
Right.
And it's like, dude, when are we going to get to this level where we're just doing everything and capitalizing, utilizing it?
I couldn't agree more. And Joe, to talk about it, there's a lot of science behind this, and I'm not the science guy, right? We'll bring David for that, but it's kink ratios, and it's the fact that we do not use bleach, no gasoline, no formaldehyde. We use water. Ozone, okay? So we are clean, where I'm going to give you a cannabis package, you're going to throw it in the lawn, and 21 days later, it's gone. Just from the elements, it's gone. And that's something that we don't have in this country.
Now, how do you sustain that, though, in a zigzag, like in to make it for sale?
In the way of the paper itself...
The packaging.
...is cannabis, and the corrugated packaging also will be cannabis. Doesn't make a lot of sense to me, guys, to go ahead and grab wood pulp, make that box, and then put cannabis paper in there. And furthermore, as I mentioned to Blue earlier, we all are talking about being clean in this industry. No pesticides, no heavy metals, Mother Earth. We're all doing our best. Cultivators up and down the state, no question, across the country for that matter. But then they're forced to put their products into what? Plastic, glass, fake this, fake that, polymers. We propose, let's make the whole damn thing clean. Grow your flower. Let us put your flower in a cannabis box and get on down the road.
Man, I could pitch that for sure.
Hey, Jeff, you're poetic, brother.
Yeah, you are poetic. Yeah, no, he's like the zigzag man in show right now. Like,
right?
The zigzag man.
The zigzag man is Jesus.
You know what I mean? The zigzag man.
They always said I had a face for radio, gentlemen.
Yes, you and I both.
That's for sure. And my COVID-less haircut, I apologize before I came in.
Well, man, and where can people find your guys' product again?
Again, as far as the cream right now, because we just launched and we're beating that road, we are very proud to say we are in Green Door, San Francisco, the state's oldest and first dispensary. Yep. We are at MMD North Hollywood and Universal.
MMD is good folks of ours. Love Sasha.
Great dudes.
Oh,
well, there it is, guys. We are going to take a quick break. And when we come back...
When cannabis goes bad, Mark's finally back.
I thought we're not doing the high five.
We'll do the high five as well with Jeff.
All right. There it is, guys. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue Joe Grande and the Pop Brothers at Law.
Yes.
And we want to give special, special thanks to Pit, Peanut, Jen, and Elvis, wherever you are.
Don't forget Anthony.
Anthony!
Dang!
Anthony!
Shout
manning
out.
The oh, cameras. Bro. Thank you, Anthony. We got you in here. And right now, we're going to do the Cannabis Talk 101 high five.
Yes.
With Jeff. Joe, take it away.
Jeff from Powell's, P-A-U-W-E-L-S, Powell's Cannabis Cosmetics. Go check it out. And real quick, people can put that on their face, right?
Oh,
I could have my wife put it on her face. It's not going to just numb her up.
Joe, ask what you want to ask.
Did you hear his crow's feet?
Put it on her ass. Is that what you want to ask?
That's what you wanted to ask.
Will it numb up a cornhole?
I mean,
come on.
You sick bastard.
Joe,
get to it.
Joe.
But she can put it on her face, though, right?
Absolutely, yes.
That's great. I can't wait to take this home and have her do that.
You're going to put it all over her face, are you?
Mark, why do you take me down this bad road?
My wife got this really bad scratch.
It's like, I mean, like, you know, pretty bad scratch. That'll
please
help.
I'm telling you.
So now you have to take it home. Now he doesn't have enough bottles for everyone. So now Craig's pitching why you need to take it.
You'll get another one.
Don't touch mine. I have mine in the refrigerator, but I really need it right now.
Oh, dude, I'm not kidding.
He said the best way to keep it is cool.
Yes.
Oh, so it'll last.
I'm gonna go early.
But, he's gonna leave, take it out.
Yeah, he's already never said anything.
Question number one of the high five with Jeff. How old were you the first time you smoked weed, and where'd you get it from?
All right, now, Mom, I apologize.
Mama.
I was 17 years old with the best man in my turned out to be the best man in my wedding, Brian Pinks, and he rolled to the pad and said, "Hey, bro, let's take a quarter mile." I don't know what that is. Get in the car, bro. What a quarter mile was? He rolled a little pinner up. And by the time we had traversed a quarter mile, we were stoned.
Nice.
That was
a quarter mile.
Yeah,
I like that. That's a cool.
And it was a pinner.
It was a pinner.
You know, all of those things were. You know, Blue's dad used to smoke pinners. That's why it's a good. That story hit a lot of good ones.
So we coincidentally, my dad also died of cancer. And you had a cancer story, didn't you?
Yeah.
You did, huh?
Yeah.
See, there's more synergy.
Question
there.
Number two, what's your favorite way to use cannabis?
My favorite way to use cannabis. I'm a doobie guy, fellas.
Doobie.
I love doobies.
It's flower and it's paper, and there's just something for me. I like touching it. I like breaking it up.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's flower for me.
Nice. Question number three of the high five. Craziest place you ever used or smoked cannabis?
Wow. Crazy. How to define crazy?
Craziest.
It's your own definition of maybe, crazy or fun or fun.
Maybe potentially most unlawful or stupid. I'm a big hockey head, a Chicago kid, Blackhawk kid, and you know, went to a game at the Staples Center, watched the Kings and the Hawks play, and I smoked on that patio during the
intermission. Oh, yeah, we've done that.
You know, and
Staples
it was just
Center?
And
that's good.
A couple of the boys in blue saw it, and that was it. It was fine. So
that was it.
It was cool.
All right. Cannabis Talk 101 high five question number four with Jeff from Powell's Cannabis Cosmetics. What is your go-to munchies when you get high?
Wow. Go-to munchie. I would probably tend to grab some of my partner Nini's cannabis oil and make a mean Rice Krispie treat.
Ooh.
So you put more on more.
I mean, you know.
You're going for it. Question number five with Jeff. If you could smoke with anyone, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
What a wonderful question. Simple. President-elect Joe Biden.
Who?
Why?
Because it's time that he learns that he smokes a joint and legalizes this across this great land.
Yeah, Joe's never come smoke, up. Huh? I like that. That's a good one. No one's actually said Biden.
But you got to smoke, bro.
President-elect Biden, that is. Well, actually, Kamala, not really.
Hopefully, Kamala convinces him.
I don't know. Agreed. You say president-elect. I've read is that Trump won. I keep reading his Twitter feed over the weekend, and he won. So I don't know who you're talking about.
I heard he's winning, too. I heard he was going
to
win.
He's winning a free box to get his shit out the White House.
Yeah, he's winning like 3 more days.
They say that he's going to probably go quietly, but I can't wait to see him dragged out.
Oh, how is he going to go quietly?
There's no imagine quietly. They literally just televise him taking him out.
No, that's not good for the Trump movie ending. This is all for the movie he's going to make, right? I mean, come on.
That's a good network thing. He's starting a new network.
And he puts his movie on there?
He's pissed off at Fox.
I think he should, too.
He's writing the show.
So listen, man, I do agree that, you know, this is a healing plant, and what you guys have done, it is a great product already. I could just tell by me using it privately by my little lonesome here. But even the intelligence that you bring when you talk about your product, it assures me that you guys know what you're talking about.
Thank
which I like. And then, you know, diving into it, you know, I hope and give you guys with all my prayers and wishes that you guys end up with that patent.
All those patents, dog.
Because
that'd be great.
Those patents, you know, become you become something that is.
Can I get some stock right now, too?
You know, what we were talking about, like for an example, right? you know, you have all these cops that are burning it all. Mm-hmm. Why don't they donate it to your company? That's one place I thought of.
Another one.
We were just talking about those, right? So, and then going back into that, guys, for all the pounds, you know, that that are out there, all they have to do is blend it up with some soil and make it mulch and just, you know, use it back in the land, you know?
Yeah.
Like, there's so many things that can be, you know, utilized other than burning it and creating toxins that ruin our you know.
Wasting it.
Ozone layers.
Put it in the ocean and feed fish with it. Give it to another living organism. Burning it is like the worst freaking possible. It's just like the worst thing that you could do to it, right?
Way to bring up that story, Craig.
So, but anyways.
Hey, just informing.
Anywhere, and one more thing, dude. You know, where can people reach you guys again?
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, at Instagram, which seems to be great for everybody, it is Powell's Cannabis Cosmetics or The Powell's Company. Powell'sCannabisCosmetics.com, ThePowell'sCompany.com. And also, guys, really noteworthy to share via the gratefulness that I feel right now, again, to all of you. Thank you for having me and to represent the company. But when you call, write, send a pigeon with a little note tied to its foot, we will answer. It's us. This is real stuff.
Well, we want to get your whole team over here, too. You just got on here just off your grace.
Hey.
You know what I mean? You keep carrying yourself like that, brother. You can get everywhere anyways.
Yeah.
You don't know that. But
I appreciate
it. We'll get your whole team in here.
All right.
Bring product. We'll load it up. Take pictures the whole nine.
Excellent.
Yep. Yeah. Pimp you guys out.
There it is, guys. It's Cannabis Talk 101. We want to thank you for joining us on the show. And remember this. If no one else loves you, we do.
Thanks for listening to another podcast of Cannabis Talk 101, the world's number one source for everything cannabis, featuring Jeff from Paul Wells Cannabis Cosmetics.